Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. So glad to be with you here today. The Phillies inter-squad game is tonight at 6 o'clock. Can't watch it anywhere, but you can listen to the call right here on WIP with Jack Fritz and James Seltzer.
Get all the sights and sounds.
Oh, come on, you guys.
All back at the ballpark, 31K. Come on, man.
31,000 is...
That is crazy. Yeah. That's like the Eagles open practice.
This fan
sort of
base,
stuff.
Man.
Yeah.
Man.
You better not disappoint them, Phillies. I'm just telling you.
Don't get shut out tonight.
Well, I'm just saying, this playoff, we need a run. We need a run.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to fend off the fear that is growing in me a little bit after watching the Dodgers last night.
Would you grow up?
No, I will never grow up. Look at me. I'm pushing 50. I'm dressed like a 17-year-old. If you're looking for grow up, it ain't happening here. But watching, it just sucks that it seemed like that team was scuffling all year long, and they rounded into form right at the end of the year. So if the Phillies are going to do it this year, they're going to have to go through the Dodgers.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to have to go through probably the most talented team in baseball. I'm glad it's that way, but I'd be lying if I said I was watching that game last night and not going, oh, no, of course they're good now. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's wants to wish our team good luck in this October. Experience the difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. How about this one? Which offense do you have more confidence in, the Phillies offense or the Eagles offense?
Wow.
That is the Twitter question.
Well, clearly the Phillies offense. Yeah.
We have
Phillies, and I'll say 60%.
55% Eagles.
Oh, man.
Really?
Well, Titletown.
There's no way. There's no way 55% of the people believe in this offense.
No. They vote to make themselves feel better, I think, at a certain point.
Listen, we're all Eagles fans, but there's no way with this offense playing the way it is playing right now.
No. Yeah. Absolutely not. All right. 215-592-9494. It is 3:30. Do we have Broads ready? Do we have Broads?
Broads? There
you go. Oh, you got okay.
Let's go Flyers!
Okay. So we have Flyers at 50. What I would recommend is if you're listening to this on the radio, at some point, look at it on YouTube.
Oh, my God.
Because Broads, when he is all flyered up, gets all equipment up. And can you put it back on the screen, Justin, so I can describe it? There we go. So he has the sweater on. He has the CCM gloves on. He has the stick. By the way, hockey stick's now $300. When did that happen? He's got the helmet on, and he's got the lettuce coming out of the back of the helmet.
Man,
look at that guy.
Yeah, man. It's good.
Imagine on Thursday coming out the tunnel, knowing it's the day, baby, puck drop. Hold on. What are you going to watch next Thursday? Eagles Giants or Flyers Panthers?
Or Phillies game four?
Yeah, also, it could be if the Phillies don't sweep the Dodgers, it'll be Phillies game four as well.
Oh, dude. Flyers Panthers on TV one. Let's go, Flyers!
Hit it, Jack.
Flyers in 50 with Broads.
Now, preseason hasn't been all pretty, but let me tell you a couple storylines that tickles the undercarriage. We got Zegras and Matvei Michkov. A zone entry on the power play? Ew. And then Mitch just like that. And how about a little resurgence from Cam York? I wrote him off, all right? I did the same thing with Sanheim years ago. Now he's a stud. Maybe we can finally get the confident Cam York back. And all the reports are saying it looks pretty good in training camp. It looks pretty good in some preseason action. Maybe he can find it. Because if he does, I mean, that's huge. I wrote it off like we got to trade him. Yorkie, Zegras, let's go Flyers!
So where
that was awesome.
Where are you, Broads, on the...
All I know is Mitch Koff. I don't know anybody else who said.
Yeah, well, hopefully we'll have to know these guys. Yes. I want them to force me. I want them to play so well that they become truly relevant again.
Yeah.
I remember. We all remember the days in Philadelphia where the Flyers were a big force as far as fans and as far as
four for four
talk, all that sort of stuff. And they've just have not been good enough over the last decade to get that talk again. I guess an honest question for you, Broads, from a confident standpoint, that we are going to get a team that is just give me playoffs this year. Are you confident or are you hopeful?
Hopeful.
Yeah. Okay.
Hopeful. Here's the issue.
Yeah.
And all jokes aside here, they still don't have the goalie. Like, they're running this in with two backups, and they're hoping that two backups can be enough to survive. And I think at the end of the day, they just don't have enough firepower in between the pipes. And that's just going to be their kryptonite at the end of the year. So it'll be fun. Look, it will be important to watch and see the growth. It's going to be fun. It's not going to be watching the Eagles offense in the second half. You're going to enjoy yourself because you know that, you know, this is all progressing in the right way. Now, hold on. I got a little flavor to add to little Flyers and 50, by the way.
Oh, no.
So this is the Broads board. All right. You have your YouTube big board.
So
we're
going to,
throughout the year, all right, well, you know, we're going to be drawing up. Coach Broads. Oh. You know what I'm saying? Look, we got.
So Broads, hold on. Let me explain what I'm looking at right here. So he has a whiteboard, like a dry erase board, and it's got three lines on it, a goal at the end, and three circles. And he's going to design some sort of a play. Is that to score a goal right there?
Yeah. This was the Mitch Koff play. I was like, zone entry, nice dish to the wall. He cuts the middle, bang, 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 backdoor Zegras, ew, top shelf. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So we got the Broads board incorporated into little Flyers in 50. Guess whose idea this was?
Lakin.
Rod Lakin.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
All Rod Lakin does is think of Broads bits and his fantasy team.
Well, an alliteration.
An alliteration for things.
It is not a Rod Lakin thing unless the two words have the same first letter. Broads board is a Lakin thing. Last question, a real question here, Broads, on the goaltending situation. Is this one of those things where when they have proven that they are a real team, they go out and make some big splash for a trade or signing? Do you just wait on the goalie thing because they don't have one coming up and they don't want to go spend money or make a big trade before they know the team is ready? Or they're just not, is it like quarterbacks in the NFL? There are just not enough good goaltenders for them to actually find their way into one right now.
I believe they think they have one who's just not ready yet for the big squad, whether they're playing in Lehigh Valley, whether it's, you know, Zavargin, who's this Russian goaltender.
Fake name.
They believe they have it in-house, but just not ready yet. So, you know, we'll wait for that. But I do think they're alluding to, at least just by what they're kind of saying, you know, they're opening up the books and having opportunities within the next offseason here to make a splash. So I think it may all align where they can make a big swing on maybe a big impact free agent, and maybe the goalie comes up at the right time and boom, it perfectly aligns. And I think that's what they're hoping.
Get McDavid, yeah. Danny.
Oh, everyone wants McDavid.
Well, we want to get him.
Yeah.
We got Lindros.
Yeah, well, we got to think of whatever Rod's going to come up with, you know, like fishing for trout or whatever.
Oh, yes.
We'll come up with, we got something in the holster for McDavid.
How do you do?
Make it McDavid? I don't know.
Let's keep working on that.
You know, I was trying to think of something right away. You know?
Yeah, we'll workshop it.
Anything, you can't go Connor. You have to go McDavid.
Of course.
It's got to be the M1. Okay. Well, I love the Broads board.
Yeah, I like it too.
You know, I'm very into the Broads board. So that
anything you can add that gives you more time, Do what you need to do, bro.
Well, I agree with that. And I'm actually thinking of, you know how after a Jalen game, I got to watch Elliot now on Twitter, like break down the game film.
Oh, all
like,
22 Elliot?
This all 22 crap. Get this off my screen. What if I start going on top of the Broads board a little all 22? This is why the
bad,
goal
bad idea.
Let me sit down and explain to you what I saw through the lens of Broads hockey here. You know
I
what
like
I'm saying?
It.
Bang, I started. Yes. As you can see, the neutral zone broke down here, and you had an opportunity along the half wall to, you know what I'm saying? Maybe
I think you're ruining the idea now.
Yeah, it's too much.
Too technical.
Too much.
Isn't that what the people want? What's all 22 all about? Like, look at the break on the wide receiver as he's at the line of scrimmage. I'm trying to do my best.
Well, here's the thing. We can't think as much about what the people wanted. We got to think about what Spike and Fritz will allow on the air.
Yeah. Now, if you want to do your little breakdown on Twitter, that's fine. But
this is all Twitter. We got to dumb it down a little for the people on the air and the hosts.
How dare you?
And the hosts.
We heard you.
And the hosts.
Final question, Broads.
Yeah.
What is there more of? This year, is there more, I guess, Flyers playoff games this year or Jalen Hurts completions in the second half on Sunday?
Oh, Jalen.
Okay.
It's a Kevin Petullo problem. Oh, you want my real analysis?
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Blame game. All right. Broads, when are you on WIP again?
I'll be on tomorrow following you guys.
There we go.
That's a good one. All right. You can follow him at Broads81 on Twitter. And if he's doing his hockey breakdowns there, you'll be able to see those. Excellent costume. Excellent preview. We're looking forward to. And by the way, next week's.
0% chance.
No Flyers in 50. Well,
canceled.
Yeah, sorry.
Why? No.
Well, because there's
a playoff game.
There's 5 o'clock Phillies game.
And I'm also, this isn't a costume, Spike. This is a lifestyle.
Right.
Very disrespectful from Spike.
Right. Very disrespectful.
All right. Thank you, Broads.
All right, brother.
You got it.
Maybe 1 week I'll do this and my earphones won't fly out so I don't miss 45 seconds of what you're saying.
But you don't listen anyway. All right. Thank you, Broads. There he is, Broads. Wow. That was something else. I love when he's all dressed up. Honestly.
Oh, it's the best.
It adds to it. It really adds to it.
It does.
Yeah. If you did not see it, if you're just listening to it, if you're not watching live on YouTube, I suggest you check it out on YouTube later. 215-592-9494. Brian in Newtown. You're on WIP. What's up, Brian?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Hi, Brian.
What's up,
dude? Hey, so, Spike, I think, and this, you don't always do this, but this is what's frustrating to me. Especially when I watch it on national, programs a lot on ESPN, et cetera, is that when they are selective with the data points that they use to be able to spin a narrative.
Well, it's not a narrative. I mean, it's true.
No.
Yeah.
No, the data is true. But when you say that you think that data is more important moving forward than the fact that they're 4-0, that is a narrative.
Well, that's not a narrative. Hold on. It's not a narrative. It's an opinion. Like, you can disagree with the opinion. I'm not... People use the word narrative is just story. That's what narrative means. Yeah, I have an opinion that the failure of their offense so far is a bigger deal to me in terms of them winning a Super Bowl after these four games than the fact that they're 4-0. You could disagree. You could tell me that the offense is going to get fixed. There's no narrative. I am trying to make a point of something that I believe. You are free as Brian in Newtown to disagree and tell me why.
I think that opinion is wrong because I think you're using the wrong data points.
Okay.
Right? So let me ask you, what is their ranking when it comes to red zone efficiency?
They're number one.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's their red zone touchdown percentage?
They're 100%.
What is the number of turnovers they've had on the offensive side?
One. Two?
What
one.
Is their ranking when it comes to scoring per game?
Seventh.
Those are the points that you also need to bring up if you're going to bring up the yards.
Okay, and here's what I would say, Brian. Do you think that their red zone efficiency is going to stay 100% the entire year?
No, but I would say the same thing about your stats.
Well, but see, I have reasons to believe my stats. So they were number 29 in passing last year. So the fact that they're 30 this year is no big surprise. As far as their running game, we have had the offensive line players week after week saying we are not playing well enough. And we have a running back who last year touched the ball 493 times, and there is plenty of data. You could go over it yourself. I don't need to give it to you. That tells you that running backs are not the same after years like that. So, and we have an offensive coordinator that you may like, but there's no data to support that he has the answer for anything. So you could say it's going to get better, but I don't know how. Like we have a wide receiver who's clearly not convinced it's going to get better, right? So how is it going to get better?
You're completely ignoring all the stats that I just gave you.
I'm not right? ignoring it. I'm not
no,
ignoring
you just
it.
You said there's no data points that reflect that Petula has an opportunity to do it. When somebody's an offensive corner for the first time and they have 100% to touchdown percentage ratio in the red zone in their first four games, that's a data point you have to consider.
Yes, it is. And the fact that they have to get to the 20-yard line to be in the red zone, the fact that they have more three and outs than any team in football as far as a percentage of drives leads me to believe that they're not going to be in the red zone enough to capitalize on that.
Well, I would think that when you consider the teams that they've beaten and that the fact that they're 4-0 is more important than the stats that you're reflecting. Hey,
the teams that they've beaten.
I agree with you.
The teams that they've beaten. Do you think the Cowboys are good?
No.
Okay, what's the Chiefs' record? What's the Chiefs' record? What's the Chiefs' record?
Chiefs are a very good team. Chiefs are going to be in the playoffs. You're going to end up winning the AFC West.
Okay. Okay. What's their record, though?
Well, they're 2-2. That doesn't mean anything.
Okay. Wait, hold on. So 4-0, 4-0 means everything, but 2-2 doesn't mean anything?
You have to put things in context.
No, I just did. I just did. And what you're not doing is putting 4-0 in context. 4-0 in context. You're not.
Argument because you're not listening and not considering other people's opinions.
No, I am. And stop crying and stop getting all huffy. We're just having a conversation about the football team. You don't have to get so huffy and upset over it.
Well, because you're ignoring valid points to only make your point.
No, I just don't agree that your points are more valid than mine are.
And I don't agree that you're...
Because you asked me every question. I knew every answer, right? I knew what their red zone efficiency was. I knew where they were in terms of points per game.
Tell that story.
But I don't think that story is more important than the story that I'm telling.
You don't think it's relevant that their touchdown percentage in the red zone is 100%?
I don't think
it... You don't think it's relevant that they have 27 points per game, which is seventh in the league?
So, how many of those points are offensive points? And how many of those points...
You don't think it's relevant that they beat the teams with the fourth... hardest schedule to start this season?
Of course it's relevant. It's not more relevant than the fact that they can't move the ball.
When you say they're 4-0, and then you are more dependent on your future of the reflection of this team based on yards per game is ridiculous.
Okay, how do you get into the red zone?
Many different ways.
How do you
special
get
teams,
into...
position.
Brian, how do you... Penalties? That's what you're gonna rely on?
But you asked me the question, I answered it. Bottom line, are they 1-3? Are they 2-2?
No.
They're 4-0.
Yes, and they have the worst point differential of any 4-0 team over the last 25 years.
Look at the teams they have played, Spike.
Okay, are the Cowboys good?
I agree with you, by the way. Their offense needs to get better.
Okay.
You have to have more balance.
Yep.
When it's time to pass, you should be able to pass.
And they can't.
And then run.
Relax, Brian, relax. So they haven't been able to pass effectively without turning the ball over consistently for this is the third straight year.
That's not true. They did it for the first half of the Tampa Bay game. They did it in the second
half.
No.
Consistently. That isn't one half of one game.
Hold on, Brian.
Why is the first half of the Tampa game more important than the second half of the Tampa game?
Because it developed enough of a lead and we held on to it. All right, what's most important, yards or situational football?
Situational football.
But you have
to
get into the situation, Brian.
And
you
there
have
are
to.
No situations.
Brian, I want you to do this, Brian, because you're good at data too. I want you, and you can call back tomorrow. I want you to go through and find teams that are 30th in the league in yards per game after four games and find out how many of those teams won the Super Bowl.
Go ahead, look it up.
No, I want you to look it up.
No, I'm not the one who's taking data to spin a storyline or an opinion that's not looking at the full data point.
Okay, Brian. You presented a great argument. I think my argument's better than yours, though.
Spike, Ike, what do you think?
I think I'll be happy when this call is over with. I love you,
right,
Brian, but yes, I'll be happy when...
All right.
Because you both are making good points.
Yeah. By the way, Brian hung up. So I did not drop.
You're about to make a good point.
Yes, it is.
Here's the thing. There's obvious concern, reasons for concerns.
Sure.
When you look at how we're moving the ball, where they are ranked, there is something to the fact that they score or they are the best at what is seemingly most difficult to do, which is scoring touchdowns down in the red zone.
100%.
100%. Turnover differential, all those things. I mean, but the reason why they're 4-0, in my opinion, is because they have the ability to make plays late in games to win games.
Sure.
They aren't playing their best football. I don't think they will tell you they're not playing their best football.
No, they've told us.
Yeah, they will tell you that. But there is something to having a winning formula and a winning culture that allows you to win close games. And only reason why I bring that up is because for 2 years, I talked about the Chiefs and how it was the lowest points per game that Patrick Mahomes had throughout his career. And they still won two Super Bowls doing it that way.
And got to another Super Bowl last year.
They got to three straight Super Bowls. So
absolutely,
their offense wasn't great. They don't have explosive plays, but there's a winning culture and formula there with that team in the DNA that they can win close games.
Absolutely.
They don't beat themselves at the end of games.
Absolutely, 100%.
And that's where the Eagles are.
Yes, the first thing we hope happens is they figure out why they can't move the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, that is the first thing. You don't want to have to win games.
No, you don't. Exactly, yes. Well, that's not the way you want to win games.
Like the Chiefs did last year.
Yeah.
Because I can tell you, during that year, there is no doubt that Chiefs fans said to themselves, all right, at some point, this is not, and in the offseason, I'm sure, after they lost the Super Bowl, said we can't do this again.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean, look.
But you would agree, the majority of them probably fall back on the idea they have Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes.
Yes, and I don't
believe. So whenever that doubt gets in there, it's like, but we do have Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, so they'll figure it out.
Yes, and I do. Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni is a very good combo.
It's not.
I don't think it's Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid.
Well, it's not Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid.
I don't, yeah. I would just say it's probably not. I would say it's probably not. Now, look, they made a fool of me last year. I said over and over and over again, they cannot win the Super Bowl playing offense like this. Can't work. You're going to have to throw the ball. Can't work. You're going to have to throw the ball. You know what they did? They won the Super Bowl. So if they do it this way, if they somehow win a Super Bowl, having trouble moving the ball all year, God bless them. I mean, that would be amazing.
Well, here's the problem where people try to lean on last year. We don't have the same running game.
Yeah, we don't have that move to make.
Yes, we don't have that. Yeah. Like, that's the problem is that, you could get by not throwing the football with frequency last year because Saquon was having an historical year, and your defense was much better. Now, the defense is opportunistic, but one could argue they give up as many big plays as they make.
Yes. Yeah, well, they have. I mean, yeah, they
have. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, they've given up big plays also.
I think they're just going to have to figure out how to move the ball. I mean, they have too many good players. And as far as the running game goes, Jordan Mailata is a great player. Lane Johnson's a great player. Cam Jurgens is a great player. Landon Dickerson's a great player. And I believe Jordan when he is telling me we are close.
Mm-hmm.
And I've tried to ask him this. At a certain point during the season, when you keep saying
we're close
and we need to be better and we need to execute, at a certain point it becomes, okay, well, what, you know that is what you need to do, and you might not be able to do it.
Yeah.
You might not be as good as you were last year. Everybody. Landon's hurt. You know, Lane's been hurt. They don't have Mekhi Becton. You know, Cam has not had the same sort of season he had last year.
That's what has not set in just yet. They are using, meaning the Eagles, and it's what we do as players and coaches as a team. When you're early in the season, you still have time on your hands.
Yes.
So you can continue to say, we're getting close, we're working at it, we got a lot of football left to go. And that's true. But at some point, that's not true.
Yes. At some point, you don't have enough time to get that part right.
Like, at some point, you are what you are.
And the good news is they're having this problem as a 4-0 team instead of having this problem as a 1-3 or a 2-2 team.
Oh, my goodness. Imagine this team was 1-3.
Oh, well, if you had these numbers with 1-3.
You would think most teams would be 1-3 with these numbers.
People would start talking about tanking the rest of the year to get a better draft pick. If we were 1-3 and the offense looked like
this. I wouldn't allow that.
I know.
Yes, but you're right.
You know, that guy in there would be saying it.
Mr. Draft Pick.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm trying to find, because I know they're scoring touchdowns in the red zone, right?
Yes. Yeah.
But where do they rank point wise in the red zone? Like that's also fair to look at when talking about red zone efficiency.
Well, it's a point wise.
They've scored a touchdown 11 out of 11 times.
Right, but like where does that rank in red zone scoring? Like
total red zone.
Yeah, scoring. Like total red zone points also does matter. Like how many times have they?
Well, they're not scoring points on explosive plays, so they must be scoring almost all of their points in the red zone.
Right, like 11 is great.
Yes.
But are they in as many opportunities as other teams? Would be my counter to the whole...
What you're saying is there's probably more red zone opportunities there for other teams. We're 11 for 11, but what if somebody else has been in the red zone 20 times?
Would you say they're a good red zone team, or would you say they just get close and run the tush-push?
I mean, well, that's part of it.
Yeah,
it
but the tush push is they that's their play.
It is.
Yeah,
I totally agree.
Part of it, yeah.
All right, we will talk to somebody who knows better than me. I can promise you that.
And
that
he'll let you know.
He will. Brian Baldinger, we will talk to him next. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.